Good morning to everyone. This morning I would like to talk to you about a very positive word. It's a very short word, only three letters. That word is joy, J-O-Y, joy. What exactly is joy? And isn't joy and happiness the same thing? Now, although joy and happiness are closely related, they are not exactly the same. I would define joy as an inner feeling and happiness as an outward expression of that internal joy. The word joy is mentioned prominently throughout the Bible. In the King James Version of the Bible, the word joy is used 66 times in the New Testament alone. Jesus spoke a lot about Christian joy. In chapter 15 of John, Jesus spoke to his disciples about the fact that they would soon experience grief because of his impending arrest, trial, and crucifixion. But Jesus stressed that their grief would quickly turn into joy after his resurrection, after they saw his face again, after Jesus was back and active in their lives. Brethren, having Jesus active in our life today is the key to joy. Now, Christian joy is a very unique thing. Friends, think about this. The, quote, joy that the world gives can be very fleeting. The world's, quote, joy can easily be taken from us because the world's joy is dependent on circumstances. Circumstances change and joy disappears. But this is not so with Christian joy. Christian joy is not fleeting because it is not dependent on circumstances, but only dependent on the presence of Christ in your life. Now, during the Christmas season, we sing and hear the familiar hymn, Joy to the World. I wish sometimes we would sing this song more often than just in the Christmas season, because the message of the words of this song are true throughout the year. The first verse goes like this: Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Brethren, there is the essential component to having joy. Here is the essential component to having joy. Having Jesus in your heart is the beginning and the continuation of true joy. He walks with me. He talks with us along life's narrow way. Let us pray. Father God, please help us make room for Jesus in all areas of our life so that we too can have joy overflowing. Amen.